Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
Cloudy and cool with more rain expected today. Pretoria and Mombela 18, Tzaneen 22, Johannesburg reaching a high of 16 degrees.
Oh, Benoni's got that accident on the N12 westbound after the Tom Jones Street exit, which is causing queuing traffic. And the collision in Germiston on the N3 northbound before Heidelberg Road is also causing queuing traffic.
The High Court in Pretoria has ordered the City of Tshwane to stop cutting electricity to Road Accident Fund's CEO Collins Letswalo's home. The Metro undertook this measure amid a disputed 800,000 rand bill dating back to 2015. Letswalo claimed that billing errors and a lack of statements led him to make monthly payments based on estimates. Southern African Fraud Prevention Service has seen an increase in fraud listings, victim listings, as well as protective restrictions. According to the 2024 Interpol African Cyber Threat Assessment Report, countries identified ransomware and digital extortion as one of the most serious cyber threats faced by the African continent. We'll have more on that story in our next bulletin. And President Cyril Ramaphosa has called for stronger cooperation between South Africa and Lesotho on immigration, education and border security. He also stressed the importance of harmonizing border policies and clamping down on cross-border crime. I'm Chanel September, more news at 8.
Boy, this Netball South Africa story is looking more and more messy as the days tick on. Netball South Africa remained in the spotlight after Parliament's Sports Portfolio Committee ordered the governing body to submit a thorough status report of the 2023 Netball World Cup within 14 days. Netball SA executives were summoned to Parliament on Tuesday, but were unable to present a detailed financial report on the tournament. The Blitzboks have received a triple injury boost ahead of the Los Angeles Sevens. Ronald Brown, Quinton Norkia and Vundo Ndlovu are back in full training ahead of the season-ending tournament, which is on the 3rd and 4th of May. The trio could replace Dievald Yuman, Donovan Don and Sebastian Job in the squad. The Blitzboks are in Group A with Argentina, France and Great Britain, and the top two teams will progress to the semi-finals. And U.S. car company General Motors has been formally approved as a Formula One engine supplier for the 2029 season. The development announced jointly by the governing body, the FIA, and General Motors is the first time a specific year has been put on the debut of GM's engine. And the entry of that new team, which will race under its luxury Cadillac brand, was approved last month. So Cadillac will make its debut as a team next year and use Ferrari engines until GM's own engine is ready in 2029. I'm Colin Jinga, and that's a Jack of Sport.
All the music you love, all the songs you smock. It's the Jonas Brothers. Just like your exes in the room. This is The Weeknd.
It's Ariana Grande.
That's Lady Gaga.
Hey there, world. This is Adam Levine from Maroon 5.
Hey, it's Dua Lipa.
On the station.
Jacaranda FM.
Jacaranda FM. That sounds like you.
And I know she'll be the death of me. At least we'll both be numb. And she'll always get the best of me. The worst is yet to come. But at least we'll both be beautiful and stay forever young. This I know. This I know. She told me don't worry about it. She told me don't worry no more. We both know we can't go without it. She told me you'll never be in love. Ooh. I can feel my face when I'm with you. But I love it. But I love it. Oh, I can feel my face when I'm with you.